Sarah Scarf massive sale is on now. Up to 60% off all cookware and kitchenware, up to 60% off all cutlery by Stanley Rogers, and up to 40% off all electrical appliances. Sale ends Monday, 13th of May. Exclusions apply. Harris Scarf, great brands, great prices.
Perhaps it's in the chill morning breeze, the endless horizon, the smell of salt and foam. But the cold makes connoisseurs of us all, and smashed Avo is no match for sea urchin on sourdough. Winter people aren't born, they're made in the off-season. Tasmania, come down for air.
Scotty and Goss, Mark Duffield in after 8 o'clock, 13:12:55, Toolkit Depot open line or 0487736736 if you want to text away. Sunday, Marvel Stadium. Collingwood have to travel to take on the West Coast Eagles.
It'll be tough for them.
Tom Cole, part of the West Coast Eagles, a part of this resurgence football club as well, the team that's starting to show some real consistency over the last month, including a couple of wins. Tom, appreciate your time. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Very good, mate. It wasn't an honourable loss on the weekend. It was a disappointing loss. I reckon the playing group was pretty angry. I don't know if that's the right word. What was your emotion after not getting that job done against Essendon?
Yeah, you're always disappointed when you lose. Particularly over the last month, we've kind of shown a bit of a consistent brand of how we want to play. So we have higher expectations of ourselves and to not get it done. It was disappointing, albeit we probably didn't deserve it on the night. They probably played a more consistent game over the four quarters and we were just hanging on there for a bit. But, yeah, it was disappointing.
Coley, do you say something to a Jamie Cripps? He's obviously a senior player. He's been there. He's done that. He knows better than that. And to do what he did at that time of the game was unforgivable for a moment. Do you say anything or do you not need to?
No, I think Cripper already knows, mate. He's a veteran of our team. He's played over 200 games or whatever, so I think he knows he made a mistake, and he'd love to have it back, but there's lots of moments in games, so we won't point the finger at him, that's for sure. But I'm sure he'd like to have his time back.
Jake Waterman, eh? So the word is concussion and possibly a hamstring as well. But what a year he's had. He won't play against Collingwood. But, gee, were you anticipating this breakout of Jake Waterman?
Oh, mate, he's always been like this, to be honest. It's just been tough for him playing in a forward line behind Josh Kennedy, Jack Darling, Oscar Allen, his whole career. So, now that he's kind of the main man for the moment, it doesn't surprise me at all. He's a workhorse on and off the field, and he's always had the talent to be able to do it. And I'm stoked for him that it's coming through this year.
Yeah, he's pretty popular, Blake. I love watching him go about it now. I love how well he's going. But hey, there's another one, Coley, that I reckon 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I started going, hang on a second. This bloke's going all right. I know we spoke to Duff about it yesterday. Jack Williams up forward is just starting to think that he belongs out there, and he's showing signs that he's going to be okay.
Yeah, mate, it's like a lot of our younger players, like, and with younger players in general, they just need a little bit of time. And for us the last couple of years, we haven't had a lot of wins, so it's hard to build confidence when the team's not going so well. So these younger boys tasting a little bit of success over the last month are building some confidence, and Jack Williams just one example of that. He's got all the fundamentals to be a good player. His ruck craft is good. He uses the ball well. He's a smart footballer, which we love. And it was good to see him get some good results on the weekend.
You're going to Marvel to take on Collingwood. I'm not saying it's easy to beat Collingwood anywhere, but would you rather be playing them there, which is a ground they're not all that familiar with, and they don't love it. They don't play great there. They do go back-to-back losses over the last few years. You played there a couple of years ago in 2022, and you only lost by a couple of goals, and I reckon about 10 or 11 of the players who played in that game for you are no longer at the footy club. Do you give yourself a chance of getting Collingwood at the right venue this week?
I don't think the venue plays too much of a piece, but I think any team's gettable. And I think if we show up with the right mindset and attitude, like we have for probably the past month, and do it for four quarters, I think we can almost beat any team. Collingwood, obviously, the last year's premiers, so it's not going to be an easy task, but if we show up with the right mindset, I think we can give ourselves a good chance to put ourselves in the game, that's for sure.
They've got a couple of outs. Obviously, Mychek misses, which is big, but Bowie McCreary too, probably someone that you might have found yourself on. Does that now send you to a Jamie Elliott?
Yeah, we haven't really had a look at their forward line and what the matchups will be. Yeah, I'm glad Bo McCreary's not playing. He's one of the fastest humans I've ever played on, so that's nice. But they've got a pretty potent forward line. Bobby Hill, Lachie Schultz, as you said, Jamie Elliott. So it's not going to be an easy task wherever I'm on. I'll have to do it as a back seven. But yeah, just looking forward to it.
Yeah, no Lachie Schultz either. He's been suspended for a week. So all of a sudden, a few holes inside that group, and no DeGoey. He's still not ready, and no Tom Mitchell.
Yeah, you're going to Elliott, mate. There's no Schultz. There's no McCreary. You're going to Elliott.
Well, there you go. You figured it out for me.
Hey, just make sure he doesn't launch. You don't want to be on a poster. That's all.
Yeah, I'll stay behind him.
West Coast beat Collingwood at Marvel in 2022. Is that right? There you go.
I don't
think
they did too early. Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't play it, Tommy, so you can't lay any claim to that.
No, I missed that whole year. Yeah, it wasn't my doing.
Just tell us about McGovern. Look, what a super season he's had. He's all of a sudden back in conversation in regards to All-Australian squad, at least. When he and Barris are there and on song, it's just you have your two pillars, of your mainstream pillars in your back line. It just helps yourself and Rotham and others. It really is a real shore up of the back line, and it's good to see. And it has a lot to do with the success and the improvement of the West Coast.
Yeah, absolutely, they do. We all walk a bit taller when Gov's out in the field playing TB as well. And you're right, they set up our play behind the ball. They don't often get beaten. They mark a lot or they bring it to the ground for us to try and clean it up. Obviously not surprised by the way Gov's been playing. His body's probably just letting down the last couple of years. He's put in a mountain of work over the off-season and the summer. He's probably the best nick of his career, to be honest. So not surprised at all with what he's doing on the field. He's obviously a four-time All-Australian, and just good to see him back at his best and playing with confidence and out in the field, most importantly.
Hey, Tom, I've got two bugbears at the moment. One of them is debuting a bloke in the sub vest. Yeah, poor little Harvey, he only came on for a quarter and got 30 minutes in his debut. I don't want you to upset the coach or anything. Do you agree with that tactic, or do you think someone playing their debut should be out on the park for the entirety?
Oh, man, I don't think it matters, to be honest. I think young Harvey was happy either way. He probably ran for more distance than some other blokes in a quarter. He was running around like a madman out there. But no, I don't think it matters either way, to be honest. I think they're going to get in the field at some point throughout the game, so they're happy either way.
It's funny, Coley, because he still had to go out and do some Ks after the game, I noticed. But interesting enough that right. when he was standing at three-quarter time, Simo gave him a hug. His name was on the board clearly. And the boys got around him. And then when he was standing, he couldn't get back to the wing quick enough. And everyone that was going down back, I think it was, high-fiving him on the way through. They love him. He brings some effervescence and some enthusiasm, doesn't he?
Yeah, mate, he's a character. He's very loud and energetic, which we love about him. And that stands out. But he's also just a really good footy player. He's very composed with the ball. He runs hard. He's learnt the game plan and adapted to how we play really quickly. So that's why he got a game on the weekend. And hopefully he can play a few more this year because we bloody love him.
He's a ripper. We love seeing that personality in blokes, that's for sure. Hey, my last bugbear is...
Our bugbear
is unnecessary guard of honours, Coley. Unnecessary. Now, no disrespect to Elliot Yeo. I've got a belief that it should be a minimum 300 for an opposition guard of honour, minimum 300 or retirement of a great.
Or games record holder.
Games record holder, yeah. Something big. I'm not sure 200 cuts it for a guard of honour from the Oppo.
Mate, you're probably fair there, to be honest. I don't really know the rules of the guard of honours, but I think that was... I think that was Essendon's doing, so I'm not sure Yoey asked for it, but I think he would have taken it for sure. but I'm coming up to 100 this year, so maybe I'll get the opposition on
board. If you get, if you,
I'll get chaired off. Just you, for you boys.
I reckon you. If you get to, if you get 100, I reckon you say, boys, I'm going to piss Goss and Scotty off.
I want to go to Bonner.
I want to go to Bonner from the Oppo. Can someone have a word to the Bulldogs, please?
Yeah, I'll do that.
You'll hear us. We'll be hanging out of the commentary box. You'll hear us.
Hey, mate, how's fatherhood going? What a delight. I look at the socials and just you and Lily, and gee, what a joy to go home to.
Yeah, it's good, mate. Little Teddy. She's a good little baby. Very happy. She does make it very easy to come home to. But yeah, she's going really well. We got a good baby. She sleeps well and eats well, which is the main thing. So we're getting sleep, which is good.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And she's got a mo just like her dad. Hey, mate, appreciate your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for that.
I'll finish on that.
Tommy Cole, one of our finest, of course. Well done. And part of that West Coast Eagles back six that have seven have done a remarkable job. 11.5 degrees, heading for a top of 26. Duff's in after 8 o'clock as well. Here's Adam Simpson as we go to the break on Jamie Cripps.
Yeah, I spoke to him very briefly, but I'm sure he regrets it, which he does. Can't take it back. You just got to own it and move on. But yeah, he's done a lot of good for us over the years, and yeah, unfortunately, he let himself down on the weekend.
Grab 24 Chicken McNuggets for just $9.95, and get 24 ways to please the crowd. Get more for your money at Macca's.
Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating restaurants. Excludes delivery.